traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Emergency traffic continues. We have the closure of westbound I-80 due to the earlier fatal accident at exit 77. This is west of Grantsville. And remember, because of the nature of this accident, it actually destroyed the pavement of the roadway. So UDOT, even once the crash is completely cleared, they have to go back over and repair the pavement. This closure will remain in place for several more hours. If you were planning to travel westbound I-80 between Salt Lake City and the Nevada state line, you have to delay your travel time. You cannot go past west of Grantsville where the exit is. You can still make it into the Tooele County area where Lake Point or even Stansberry Park, into those vicinities, but not past this crash. Eastbound I-80 has only one right lane of traffic open. Then our other problem is in downtown Salt Lake City. A crash has westbound traffic closed at 4th South and 5th West. This is the road that you would take to get onto I-15 to go northbound into Davis County. If that's your plan of your route that you need to take, you need to avoid this portion of downtown Salt Lake City and gain access to northbound I-15 at 6th North. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.